Good morning, everyone. How are you today? You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here with you on 1TRadio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. How are you? I hope you had a great week, great weekend, and here we are. Let's see. It is Monday. My goodness. You know, I just updated my phone, and it looks very different, and I'm trying to get used to it. It is Monday, September 30th, 2024, and I almost didn't get on the air this morning. I was having a minor throat issue, and I'm kind of still having a little bit, but hopefully it will get better as I go, which is usually the case. Once I get going, I can usually feel normal again. Just Monday mornings for some reason. I guess you might think I'd been like partying hard over the weekend or something, but I really haven't been. So no, I haven't partied hard in many, many years, actually. It's 10:01 a.m. FYI, in case you were wondering. And yeah, Monday, September 30th, 2024. It's wild. But yeah, partying hard days are long gone. I stopped that a while ago. Excuse me, one second. I may have to just clear my throat here and there. Okay. And I actually do remember the last time I partied hard. I was never what one would say, you know, a huge drinker or anything like that, but when I would go out with my friends, like every other weekend, I would have a few drinks and sometimes way too many. And the last time I remember doing that was when I entered a contest, of all things. it was down the Jersey Shore, so I'm sure you can imagine in a nightclub, you know, a bar nightclub, what kind of contest this probably was. It had to do with a couple of physical attributes that women have, and it was best of. So that is what contest I entered. And so there were five women on stage, and we were all, you know, probably a little drunk to begin with, and as it turns out, I ended up winning the contest, and they gave me this big bottle of champagne, which I drank all by myself, and that was not a good idea, considering I'd probably already had a few tequila shots. So that was the last time I ever partied hard, and I very much regretted it the next morning. Actually, that same night, I regretted it, and I vowed never to do it again, and I haven't. So, yeah, after a while, you know, you can party for so long and then you get tired of feeling like crap. So you stop doing it. At least I did. Excuse me one second. Guys, I'm so sorry. Hang on one second. My throat is not doing so great. But yeah, you know, eventually you get to the point where you realize that you have to change things in your life if you want to continue to feel good, if you want to, you know, stay alive, because otherwise doing things like drinking a lot is definitely not good for you. And for me, I mean, it would have been a very quick road to my demise. I'm going to drink some water one second. So I learned, you know, probably I could have learned sooner, but I learned early enough on somewhere in my 20s that was not the good thing to do. And there are lots of things that, you know, we do, and yeah, they're fine every now and then. But some things you really do want to like try and curb so that they don't get out of hand, because things like that can get out of hand. Especially if you're the kind of personality that tends to, you know, be somewhat addictive, which honestly, I'm grateful that I'm not, but I know a lot of people are. I tend to be just the opposite. I tend to be someone who, when she makes a decision, I'll speak about myself. When I make a decision to do something or to stop doing something, once I've set my mind to it, and this could be a Capricorn thing, but once I set my mind to something, I do it. I just do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's like it's happening. So, excuse me. So I, about a year ago, made a decision not to eat sugar. And that was a really big one for me. That was one of the biggest decisions I think I've ever made in my life, about a change that I wanted to make in my life for my health, mainly for my health and my well-being. Because I decided to do it because I could see and feel that it was creating inflammation in my body, and I didn't like it. And it was having some physical effects, which were not positive. So, and I mean, if you know me at all, you would know that I am a huge, huge sugar eater. I was a huge sugar eater. I am now a very clean eater. But even when I started eating clean, I still really loved my sugary sweets. I have had a sweet tooth up till now, and chocolate was my sweet of choice and still is. But now I eat the no sugar type, and I'm actually trying to find a really good one. And I think I may have, so that's good. I'm crossing my fingers because I ordered it's like a, you know, Nutella. I'm sure you guys have heard of Nutella. It's that creamy, chocolatey spread with hazelnut. And it's probably one of my favorite flavors in the whole world. Because it's mostly chocolate with just like a hint of hazelnut, which is perfect. Because if the nuts were too overpowering, I wouldn't like it. Excuse me. But it's not. And I found an organic version, but it still has sugar. So I was eating that for a while and loving it. And I was, you know, dipping my strawberries in it and eating like 1,000 strawberries with chocolate all over them every night. But eventually I realized that I probably shouldn't be doing that. Plus it's full of seed oils and that's not good. So I literally stumbled, well, not literally, but figuratively stumbled over this, I don't even remember the name of it, but it's a product and it has really good reviews. And I don't know, I just had a good feeling about it. And it said that it tasted a lot like Nutella. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll give it a shot. So I ordered it and I've been notified that it's arrived. It is in my leasing office with where they deliver the packages. Sometimes they deliver them right to my door, but other times they will deliver them to my leasing office and I pick them up there. Of course I would prefer they just delivered it right to my door because that's much easier, but I will go get it this afternoon because I know it is waiting for me and I'm anxious to try it. I am crossing my fingers. So cross your fingers, everybody, that this is a really, really good tasting thing, because this would kind of make my day. And it sounds kind of silly because it's such a small, you know, relatively small thing to make me so happy, but the small things make me happy. And in, I mean, when you look at the bigger picture, it's not such a small thing, because I mean, it's for me as an earth sign and just a very tactile, sensate focused person. I love things that taste good. I love good food. I really appreciate having something delicious to look forward to. You know, I really relish my food because I eat really healthy. And so the things I eat really have to be good and I really have to love them. Otherwise, it sort of takes the joy out of everything for me. I don't know. That's just how I am. I really relish my food. And even though I don't eat a lot, what I do eat, I want it to be absolutely freaking delicious. So the other day, excuse me one second, I've got to clear my throat. So the other day, I forget what made me do this. I'm always trying to clean up my diet and I'm always trying to find foods that work because my body is sensitive. And, you know, if a food is not meant for me, it will let me know in no uncertain terms, because it will give me an upset stomach or a headache or something not too nice, you know? So I'm very careful with what I eat, mainly for that reason, because I just want to feel good. So I can't remember, like I said, why I started investigating this, but I'm on more of a keto diet. It's sort of a modified keto / carnivore diet. So I don't eat a lot of vegetables anymore. I'll eat some. I ate some salad the other day. I basically eat what I want as long as I feel like it's a healthy choice. And sometimes I'll eat a not so healthy choice. Like the other day I had some pizza in a restaurant, which is not something I do very often. But I bought some lamb chops the other day, last week actually. And I looked up how to cook them because I am not a chef by any stretch of the imagination. I know how to make a few things. They're very simple. They're very quick. And, you know, I don't stress myself out about trying to learn complicated things unless I actually want to. And I generally don't want to. So I wanted something simple. So I looked up how you cook lamb chops, and it's like 3 minutes on each side. That's it, in a pan. So that's what I did. I bought the lamb chops, and I remember loving lamb as a child. My mother used to make a leg of lamb. And of course I loved it with the mint jelly, which is full of sugar. But this time I was like, okay, can I do lamb without the mint sugar? And I remembered eating at great restaurants in New York City, where I had lamb chops and they were fabulous. So I thought to myself, well, why couldn't I make these lamb chops? So I went out and I bought not the lollipop lamb chops, but I bought the lamb loin chops, which ended up being absolutely delicious. So I cooked them in a pan. I put some ghee, you know, clarified butter, in the pan. And I just did them 3 minutes on each side. And they were great. They were so good. They were nice and, you know, browned on the outside and just flavorful. So, so flavorful. And I'm really proud of myself because I haven't really cooked anything, I guess, of substance, like, you know, like a steak or anything like that, that takes a little bit of effort, in a while. And so I was kind of proud of myself for doing that. I feel like a grown up now. As you can tell, most of the time, I kind of feel like a kid. But yeah, so the lamb chops turned out really well and I put some salt on them and that was it. Next time I'm going to probably buy some thyme, which I remember being really tasty on lamb chops because I remember how that tastes. And I've had it before. So next time I will get some thyme and I will add that to the salts. And, I may even try a truffle salt, which I have in my cabinet. It's a white truffle or a black truffle. I can't remember. I think I might have both because oh my God, truffles are one of the things I absolutely love. White or black, especially white, but black are great too. And I used to eat them all the time when I was in New York too. When I lived in New York, I was quite a foodie and I ate at all these amazing restaurants. And I mean, they have the best food. So I got to sample quite a bit of amazing cuisine. And I do remember that everywhere, I mean, just about not everywhere, but in a lot of really good restaurants, they do offer white and black truffles when they're in season. And goodness, you could put that on anything and make it taste better, I think, just about. So I think I might even try it on the lamb chops and see what happens. I mean, it is meat and truffles are a mushroom, you know. So why wouldn't it be good? I think it would be a great combination. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to try it with the thyme. So here are my little, I'm just telling you about my little explorations in cooking. Because I'm sure a lot of you out there are really good cooks and you're probably saying, oh God, Lori is such a neophyte at the cooking. And I really am. I have no qualms about telling you that. Excuse me one second. But I'm getting better at it and I'm getting a little more adventurous. You know, as a Capricorn, I don't think we tend to be too adventurous sometimes. We kind of stick to the tried and true, but we're adventurous in other ways. But when it comes to cooking, you know, I like the solid stuff, but this is a good thing. I tried something new and it worked out well. So, and I figured, you know, even if it didn't turn out that well, I could still eat it. It's not going to be that big a deal. Worst comes to worst, I don't have to eat it, right? But yeah, everything turned out great. So I was happy about that. So that was my little story for the week. My little foray into what's the word? Sophisticated cuisine, which really turned out to be very easy. And I'm probably making a bigger deal of it than it really is. I don't know. I tend to do that sometimes. I look at something and seems like such a daunting task, and then when I actually do it, it's super simple. So, or at least not as bad as I thought it would be. So I try to give myself the green light to at least try things, even if I think I, you know, might not want to do it, because if I try it and I don't like it, I don't have to do it again, right? So it's a lesson for us all, just to be flexible and be open. I think that's always a good thing, even though I need to take my own advice a little bit more. And I am trying to do that lately. So we do have a Facebook chat where you can chat with me and I can chat with you. Instead of me just talking your ear off, which I guess is okay since I have a radio show and that's what I'm here to do. But I would like to hear about what you guys have to say. And if you have any questions for me or any comments or would like a card pull or anything really. But I am here to help if you would like my help. That is something I really enjoy doing. And if you have some questions about life or you're having a problem, feel free to put it in the Facebook chat. And how you get there is you go to your device, go to 12radio.com, and up will pop a screen with some options on the left, and one of them is chat. So hit chat. Pardon me. Excuse me, one second. Sorry, guys. My throat is just a little bit rambunctious this morning. So once you've hit chat, that will take you into the Facebook page of 12 Radio. And if you join the group, if you never have, and Jay will let you in. Jay is my marvelous producer, and he's so good at rolling with the punches. And I'm happy that he's here rolling with mine. Thank you, Jay. Big appreciation. So yeah, just scroll down the page once you're in, and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And there in the chat, you can see that Quelly is here with us. Hey, Quelly. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. Same to you. Here, I'm grateful that you're here. It's always, always good to see you, Quelly. I feel like I want to do something special for all of you today. So let me know if there's anything I can do for you. And Shell. Hey, Shell. You're cute. She goes, be my love, Sherpa. I will. I will step up to the challenge. October. Oh, so your birthday is in a couple of days. That's cold. October 3rd, Libra here. Leo moon birthday week. Woo! Yep, it sure is. Good for you. Man, a lot of people are having their birthdays in the last couple of weeks and in the next couple of weeks too, I must say. A lot of friends are. And Pamela's here too. Hey, Pamela. She says, good morning, Lori. Thank you for producing, Jay. And Jay responded, hi, Pamela. Thank you. Pardon me. Shell says she's snuggling with her kitty and napping is my go-to for partying hard. Yeah, napping is my go-to for just about everything. Nothing better than a good sleep. I used to say I didn't nap very much, but lately, honestly, I've been feeling like napping more. And that sounds really bad, but I just go with what my body wants. My body has wanted more sleep lately, and I'm going to give it to her. So I think it's a wise thing to go with your body, let your body be your barometer and dictate, you know, what's good and what's not good. How else are we going to know if we don't listen to our bodies? Oh, Shell. Shell says, I won one of those contests once. I love it. Of course you did, Shell. Of course you did. Girl after my own heart. Well, you know, you're a Libra. And I think Libras are fairly adventurous. They're very balanced. But, you know, you can dip your toe in the water. When you do, things can get crazy. I know they did when I was doing those contests. I mean, I don't know if anybody can really tell now, because you kind of have to get to know me to know how I really am. I don't think you can really tell if you don't know me well, but I can get a little wild and crazy, especially in my youth. But yeah, I do have that streak in me too, Shell. So yeah, I hear you, girl. Because it's fun. Why not, right? Why the hell not? Why wouldn't we do things that are daring and crazy if they're fun? I mean, as long as we're not putting ourselves in too much danger. But maybe even a little danger is okay sometimes. I always say I like to take calculated risks. I think that's a pretty Capricornian way of handling things. And Pamela says, I would love a card today if you have time, Lori. We'll be heading for a consultation for eye surgery right after your show. Okay, I will do that for you, Pamela. Absolutely. Let's do it right now. Oh, Renee. Renee says, happy Monday and last day of September. Yeah, it is. My goodness, that snuck up on me. So I hope you're having a happy Monday too, Renee. Thank you for always being here. And thank you for all of you for always being here. I really appreciate all of you so very much. All right, let me get my cards. Oh, my hands are shaking. I have all this energy running through me. Now that we're talking about what t-shirt contests. If you must know. Yes, it was more or less a wet t-shirt contest, but whatever. I don't know. You know, I don't even know if I wouldn't do that. I was going to say I wouldn't do that now, but who knows? That remains to be seen. More will be revealed. There's nothing saying I might not do another wet t-shirt contest at some point in time. You never know. But right now, I'm going to pull a card for Pamela. So when I pull the cards, the message that you hear may not only be for Pamela, but it may be for you too if it resonates. So if you're feeling some kind of way about this and you're feeling, hey, this sounds like it might be for me, then it's for you too. So just know that. So Pamela, here we go. All right. That one came out really fast. All right. It says, stay open-minded. And I'm pulling from James Van Praagh's deck, Messages from the Guides. It says, stay open-minded. So let me just find that. These are oracle cards, by the way. So they have a little blurb that I can read to you. Your soul is in a constant state of evolution. It evolves in the spirit world as well as in the physical. But it is in the physical destinations like Earth that your soul grows exponentially. That's for sure. This is a school. And we all have a curriculum. The lessons you learn while experiencing the illusion of separateness are so profound, and the paths that unfold before you can be surprising. That's why it is important to be open to change. New people, new ways of living, new beliefs, and new events are always a part of the soul's journey on Earth. To remain rigid in your thinking can prevent you from being introduced to new ideas that will enrich your adventure here. Life is all about transition, and when you remain receptive, you can experiment while you are fulfilling your blueprint. As you familiarize yourself with this card, picture a river that begins in the mountains and ends in the sea. This is your life trajectory, but there are many tributaries that you can take. I've never heard that word before, tributary. There are many tributaries that you can take and still reach your destination. Be open to investigating all the avenues that intrigue you. Some will prove invaluable, and you may want to stay a while, and others may not. But to experience them at all is what matters. So I don't know that that addressed your eye issue necessarily, Pamela. However, I want to send you light for your eye surgery. And I'm wondering, is it going to be LASIK or, you know, like, what's the purpose? Is it elective or is it necessary? Is there a problem of some sort? I'm just asking for my own clarification, just so I can maybe feel into that. But I have no doubt you're going to be fine, so I wouldn't worry about that. Okay, so I just gave my cards another shuffle, just for the hell of it. Yeah, I'm sending you a lot of light to your eyes. Let's all send Pamela some light for her eye surgery. Just a big blast of white light from me to you, Pamela, for clear vision and good health. There you go. Alrighty, let me refresh the page and see how all of you are doing. I am doing well, fortunately. But I just want to say about life and excitement and adventure, you know, I never want to stop having adventure and having excitement and having fun in my life. I mean, if you know me at all, fun is kind of my middle name. I like doing things that are fun for me. And I haven't been doing a whole lot of different things lately because I really enjoy my life. And I have a lot of fun, interesting things in my life on the regular, you know, on a daily basis. So I tend not to go looking for things unless I really feel like there's a void. And that's how I found dancing. I actually did feel like there was a void. And I wanted to fill it with something fun. And that's what I did. I found my dance practice and it's been fun ever since. I can't complain about that. One second, I've got to clear my throat. Sorry about that, guys. I wish I didn't have to do that, but I do. At least I have a mute button, so that's good. I would not want to do that in your ear necessarily. Okay, so going back to the Facebook chat and all comments. You know, Facebook makes us jump through a few hoops. But that is okie dokie. I will roll with that. And yeah, Shell says to Pamela that she is sending you sparkly white light. Good. Thank you, Shell. I appreciate that. And I'm sure Pamela does as well. But I hope that card was resonant for you, Pamela, and also for some others. I feel like it was. Hey, Joni. She says, hello, dear Lori. Haven't been here for a minute. Enjoyed your cooking experience. I'm sure I will have more to report. Let's see. What can I cook next? What do you guys think I should cook next? Tell me in the chat. What do you think I should cook next? Just make sure it's not too hard. But I'm trying to find more things to add to my diet, but I want them to be healthy and I want them to be good and I want them to be easy because I don't like spending a lot of time on food prep. But Joni also says, as often I'm up for a card on the road of my next venture surprise. Okay, I'll pull another card for you, Joni. Or I'll pull a card for you. Shell, Shell, my girl, she says, danger makes me feel alive. I know the feeling. you know, I have to admit that, yes, a little bit of danger does make me feel alive. It really does. And if you know me, you know that there are a few things in my life that are not entirely risk-free that I do enjoy very much, you know, like pole dancing, pole dancing to do all this, all the tricks is not exactly without risk, but that's why I say, you know, calculated risk. I'm careful. And yet when I fly around a pole, it's not something you want to do unless you know what you're doing. So we'll put it that way. But thankfully I'm good. I like feeling dangerous, but being safe at the same time, if that makes sense. oh, Shell would like a card too. Birthday card. Yes. I would love to pull a card for you for your birthday. We definitely have to do that. Oh, okay. Pamela. Oh, cataracts. Oh my goodness. Oh, you're going to be so much better after the surgery. Because I know people who've had cataract surgery. I've actually been told that I have a mild cataract. Not sure if it's one of my eyes or both my eyes. It doesn't bother me yet, but I have a feeling that I may eventually need to go in and have that taken care of. So yeah, I think you're going to be a happy camper after this, Pamela. So thanks for sharing. And yes, thank you, Pamela. Light will do the trick, she says. Thank you. You're very welcome. Totally. All the light. They're going to do all the light therapy for you today. That'll be a good thing. Okay, so let's pull Joni's card and then Shell's birthday card. And again, if any of you are feeling like these are for you, then they are. I'm going to switch it up and pull from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck for Joni. Actually, no. For Joni, I'm going to do the James Van Prague deck. And for Shell, I'm going to do the Angels deck, I think. I think that's what I'm planning on doing, but you know, that could change because it's a changeable world and I am a woman and we have the prerogative of changing our minds. So I'm shuffling some more. I want to make sure I give you the right card. Okay. So this is for Joni. And it says, be of service. Be of service. So when you strive to empower and enrich the lives of others, you elevate the consciousness of this dimension. And I'm just going to interject. because I was just talking about this the other day with someone. I'll add more in a minute. Let me finish. No good deed is too small. Acts of kindness and service are regarded in the spiritual realms as the loftiest of goals. To ease the suffering of another in any way, from charitable contributions to volunteer work, or something as simple as making someone's day brighter with a smile or kind gesture, is the greatest gift you can give to yourself. Raising the energy of the planet by doing selfless deeds is a win-win for all concerned. By raising the vibration of others, you raise the vibration within yourself. Remember, above all else, you are here to leave this earth dimension better than how you found it. And that's been my motto for a while. Seek ways to make your mark. It's not possible to fix all the anguish in the world, but it's imperative that you don't create more. Be mindful of your thoughts, words, and deeds. Be demure, mindful and demure. Be the change that you want to see in the world. I added the demure part. You don't have to be demure if you don't want to be. I don't know how that came about, but I've been seeing the words mindful and demure a lot lately. And I think that's like a new TikTok thing or something. I don't have TikTok, but I have a feeling that's what it is. But, you know, mindful and demure are not so bad. But I actually prefer mindful and wild and crazy sometimes. So I might not be demure all the time. But yeah, being of service is key in my life, because that is how I try to live my life, especially in my work and in my personal life as well, because it just feels good. I mean, I get so much pleasure out of being of service in the ways that I am meant to be of service. Being of service when it's not in your wheelhouse, doesn't feel so good. Definitely help someone if they need it. You know, it might not be ideal for you sometimes, but I mean, if somebody needs help and you can help them, yeah, then help them. But I'm talking about especially when it's within your capability and in your pleasure to do so. If it's in your capability and you can do it without too much trouble, then yeah, definitely do it. And sometimes, yeah, go out on a limb and help somebody because they just really need it. But the way I like to be of service best is when I do it from that place of, yes, this is really in my wheelhouse to be doing this at this moment. This is for me to do. Because when I know it's mine to help someone else, when I know it's my job to help someone else, when I know it's my purpose to help someone else, that feels really good for them. And it feels really good for me. Because sometimes when you're trying to help someone and it's not feeling really good for you, it doesn't feel that good to them either. So there's that. So you kind of have to consider that, because if you're helping somebody and you're struggling and it doesn't feel good and they're, you know, kind of being helped, but you know, it's not the greatest experience, you're probably better off letting someone else help them, because it's not yours. It's not yours to do. And we are given these things by spirit that are ours to do. And some things are not ours to do. They're for someone else to do. So I really want to clarify that. And I really want to emphasize that. Just because you can't help someone at some point doesn't mean that you should feel bad about it, because it's probably not yours to do. So there's no shame in that. But I really love personally to be of service in the ways where I use the gifts that Spirit has given me to help someone else who I am really meant to help. And I look at my work that way. I look at my life that way. I look at everything that way, really. So that has come very present for me very recently. I mean, it's always been a part of my life, but when I look at situations, such as, you know, financial situations, say you're having an issue with finances. Once you focus on, like, say in your work, you focus on how you can be of more service to other people, and then you put that in place, that's when the money usually comes. It comes so much more easily and quickly when you're focusing on how you can provide value, how you can provide service and care to other people, because it just does. that's the energy of love, instead of the energy of fear. If you're sitting there thinking, you know, how am I going to pay my rent? That's kind of the energy of fear, even though it's a valid question, of course. But you always want to try and come from a place of love whenever you're doing anything, because it just works better. So if you're concerned about bills and having money problems, how can you provide service to other people in even a small way? And it doesn't even have to be in your work, you know, because things that you do in other mediums, like just walking through your day, a kindness that you give to someone, that's always going to come back to you. And say you help somebody do something, you know, you grab something off a shelf for somebody who can't reach, you know, simple. Or you let somebody go ahead of you in line at the grocery store, whatever. You're just nice and you're kind to people. That will come back to you. And it most likely will come back to you in the way that you need, which might be monetarily. So that's how I like to see it. And I feel like this is really the truth, because when I do things because I want to love someone better and provide good service and provide them with what will truly help them, then I get rewarded and they feel good. So everybody wins. And I love that. So that is for you, Joni. And I want to pull Shell's card. Happy birthday to Shell. All right. Let me get my deck. And these cards are bigger and harder to shuffle. But I love them. Okay, we're going with this one because it's the one that's popping out. You know, Shell, you got the angel of diet and nutrition. What were we just talking about earlier, right? Of course you would. I was talking about my diet, not necessarily yours, but I'm sure something in here is resonating. Otherwise, it wouldn't have come up. So it says, pay attention to what you eat and drink. You intuitively know what is good for you. Angel of diet and nutrition. I love that there's an angel of diet and nutrition. I really do. Why wouldn't there be, right? If it's part of our humanness, there's got to be an angel hanging around, paying attention to it for us. All right. So you are being urged to pay attention to what you eat and drink. Make sure you maintain a balanced diet. Remember, you intuitively know what is good for you. Simply pay attention and be mindful. Again, the mindful. All in moderation. You are also being urged to pay attention to your thoughts. Healthy nutrition is not solely derived from what we eat and drink. It also stems from our thoughts. Positive and loving thoughts are just as nourishing as good food and drink. Let go of every fearful and negative thought and replace all with love. There is nothing to fear. So, like I was just saying, right? You do things from love and not from fear, and they just work out better. So that is for your birthday. So go party, and I don't know if you're going to be partying hard or soft, but have a party. Have fun. I hope you're doing something fabulous. And I hope you have a blast, Shell. So happy birthday to you. And there is your card. And like I said, if it resonates with anyone else, which I have a feeling it probably does, It's for you too. So let me go back to the Facebook page and see what y'all are doing. All right. This is like a little procedure. Okay. All righty. I see you all in here. I am so happy that you're all here with me. It's a lively bunch. I love that. Okay. All right. I'm still scrolling down. Oh, hey, Edward. He says, "Good morning. I think once you are in a place of being content, we don't really need to stuff it with more things. You are gold where you are." That's true. I can't argue with that. If you're happy and content, more power to you. And he says, "I think so many people get trapped into chasing happiness and always wanting more to such an ironic degree that they never wind up happy." Sure, I mean that can definitely happen. The issue with that is you really have to know how to tune in to what's important, and you have to tune into who you actually are. Because what's going to make you happy comes from the inside, not the outside. What makes me truly happy is knowing that I'm connected to source. I mean, when I'm feeling any fear of any type, any dissonance, I always go back to putting my focus on God, putting my focus on spirit, focusing on God has my back, spirit's got my back, whatever word you use. I am love. I am a child of God. Just focus on God, because you are, in fact, that God energy. And when you connect with that, you cannot help but feel very full and very peaceful. You go to that place of peace inside you, which is always there. And you will never, ever, you'll never go astray with that. You can't help but feel your power, feel your wholeness, and feel who you are as a loving being if you're focusing on God. It's pretty simple, really. So yeah. Oh, Shell says, "Now pole dancing on a cliff's edge, that would be thrilling." Pole dancing indoors seems safe enough. Well, that's why I said, it's a calculated risk, because I have literally fallen on my face while sliding down a pole face first. And just, my grip wasn't exactly what it should have been. And I came down a little too fast and fell on the side of my face. Thank goodness I didn't go face on. But I've also been smacked by another student, another dancer, while we were doing some the words are escaping me because I'm on the air, of course. We're doing some energy play is what they call it, where we dance together and we sort of let our bodies talk to each other. And we were me and another student, another woman, were friends. We were talking to each other with our bodies on the pole to a very oh gosh, a really great song. I can't remember which one it was, but we were just wild and crazy moving, and her arm just flung out right into my eye. And she ended up giving me really a mild black eye. I had bruises around my eye. And I have pictures of it still. It's really funny. I should put them in the chat. I can't do it right now because I'd have to find the picture first. But once I find the picture, maybe I'll put it in the chat. You guys can check the chat later if I find it. Yeah, it was black and blue for quite a few days. So yeah, there are some risks involved, but I don't think I'd do it on a cliff, especially. I don't know. I don't really love being in high places where I have a fear of falling, even though that sounds very strange considering I climbed to the top of a 20-foot pole. But I have broken through my fear of that, thankfully. But this is what I mean. It's a calculated risk. So I do it knowing that I have trained well for it. So I wouldn't do it if it were my first day. That would be different. But yeah, no, cliff. I'm pretty much going to stay off cliffs. Cliffs are not my jam. So Joni says, thank you, Lori. You're very welcome. She says she just got back in from her volunteer post. Very nice. Aw. Well, I had a feeling that you were that kind of person anyway, Joni. I mean, I would have been surprised if you weren't. Because, you know, we're all people who love each other and we care about other people. So, of course, we're naturally going to be the kind of people who are going to be in service to others. It's really kind of a natural thing for most empaths and most spiritual people. We want to help others. We want to, you know, we see people in distress and we want them to feel better. So it's a pretty natural thing. Oh, Shell says, what a perfect and timely card. Thank you. You're so welcome. I'm so glad it resonated. And Shell says, my cat and I will have an amazing snuggle birthday party. You know, that sounds amazing. Honestly, I would do anything to snuggle with my cat who passed away in 2018. I would do anything to snuggle with her right now because I miss her. And you're very lucky, Shell. So give your kitty some extra snuggles for me. Because I would be snuggling my Lola if only I could. So I do snuggle her sometimes when I feel her energy. I give her like snuggles and I hold her. But it's funny because sometimes I can feel her around my feet, like kind of walking around on the floor where she used to walk around my feet. And I'll sometimes see her out of the corner of my eye. So she is very much still with me. And one of these days she will come back to me in another cat body. So I will wait for that. And then when the time is right, I will have another cat because I do love my kitties. I love them so much. So let me go back and refresh the chat one more time. And then I'm going to have to make way for Jamie Dawn, who comes up after me, and Serena, who comes up after Jamie Dawn. So I'm just refreshing the chat one more time so that I can make sure I have seen all of you and addressed everything that you would like to address, because this is, after all, my service to you. And I love it and enjoy it thoroughly. So, oh, did I hit the wrong button there? Nope, I didn't. Okay, so I think you're all good. And there's a bunch of noise being made outside, so maybe I should just sign off now because I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me over all that noise. I love you all so much, and I think I will sign off a minute early or so we can get the other ladies in here. But you have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. I love you all. Have a wonderful week and join me again next week, same time, same channel. Bye, everybody.